Harper Audio presents A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, dramatically brought to life by actors who played in the landmark Broadway production in 1959.
Come on now, boy, it's 7:30. I say, hurry up, Travis. Yeah. You ain't the only person in the world got to use bathroom. Get on in there now before the junkies beat you to it. Walt Lee, it's after 7:30. Let me see you do some waking up in there now. You better get up from there, man. It's after 7:30, I tell you. All right, you just go ahead and lay there. The next thing you know, Travis will be finished. Mr. Johnson will be in there, and you'll be busting and cussing around here like a madman, and be late, too. Walter Lee, it's time for you to get up.
Is he out yet?
What you mean, out? He ain't hardly got in there, good yet.
But what you doing all that yelling for if I can't even get in there yet? Check comes today?
They said Saturday, and this is just Friday, and I hope to God you ain't gonna get up here first thing this morning and start talking to me about no money, because I don't about want to hear it.
Something the matter with you this morning?
Oh, I'm just sleepy as a devil. What kind of eggs you want?
Not scrambled. Paper come?
It's on the table.
No. Set off another bomb yesterday.
Did they?
What's the matter with you?
Ain't nothing the matter with me. Don't keep asking me that this morning.
Ain't nobody bothering you. Say Colonel McCormick is sick.
Is he now, poor thing?
Oh, me. Now, what is it for doing in that bathroom? He's just gonna have to start getting up early. I can't be being late to work on account of him fooling around in that.
Oh, no, he ain't gonna be getting up no earlier, no such a thing. It ain't his fault that he gotta share a bathroom with two other families. And it ain't his fault that he can't get to bed no earlier nights because he got a bunch of crazy, good-for-nothing clowns sitting up running their mouths in what is supposed to be his bedroom at till after 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's what you mad about, ain't it? The things I want to talk about with my friends just couldn't be important in your mind, could they?
Why you always gotta smoke before you eat in the morning?
Just look at them down there, running and racing to work. You look young this morning, baby.
Yeah.
Just a second, stirring them eggs. Whoa, it's going now. Just a second it was, you look real young again.
Man, if you don't shut up and leave me alone.
First thing a man ought to learn in life is not to make love to no colored woman first thing in the morning. You all some evil people, 8 o'clock in the morning.
I know what you was thinking about.
About what me and Willie Harris was talking about last night.
Willie Harris is a good-for-nothing loudmouth.
Anybody who talks to me has got to be a good-for-nothing loudmouth, ain't he? And what you know about just who is a good-for-nothing loudmouth? Charlie Atkins was just a good-for-nothing loudmouth too, wasn't he? When he wanted me to go in that dry cleaning business with him. And now he's grossing $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year. You still call him a loudmouth?
Oh, Walter Lee.
You're tired, ain't you? Mm-hmm. Tired of everything. Me, the boy, the way we live, this beat-up hole, everything, ain't you? So tired. Moaning and groaning all the time. But you wouldn't do nothing to help, would you? You couldn't be on my side that long for nothing, could you?
Walter, please, leave me alone.
A man needs for a woman to back him up.
Walter!
Mama would listen to you. You know she listened to you more than she do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. All you got to do is just sit down with her when you're drinking your coffee one morning, talking about things like you do. And you just sip your coffee, see, and say easy like that you've been thinking about that deal Walter Lee is so interested in, about the store and all. And you sip some more coffee, like what you were saying ain't really that important to you. And the next thing you know, she be listening good, asking you questions. And when I come home, I can tell her the details. But this ain't no fly-by-night proposition, baby. I mean, we figured it out. Me and Willie and Bobo.
Bobo?
Yeah. You see, this little liquor store we got in mind cost $75,000. And we figured the initial investment on the place to be about $30,000, see? Now, that'd be $10,000 each. Of course, there's a couple of hundred you got to pay so you don't spend your life just waiting for them clowns to let your license get approved.
You mean graft?
Don't call it that. You see that? That just goes to show what women understand about the world. Baby, don't nothing happen for you in this world. Let you pay somebody off.
Walter, leave me alone. Eat your eggs. They're going to be cold.
That's it. There you are. Man said, this woman, I got me a dream. His woman said, eat your eggs, they're going to be cold. Man said, I got to take a hold of this here world, baby. The woman said, eat your eggs and go to work. Man said, I got to change my life. I'm choking to death, baby. And his woman said, your eggs is getting cold.
Walter, that ain't none of our money.
This morning, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm thinking about it. I'm 35 years old and I've been married 11 years. And I got a boy who sleeps in the living room. And all I got to give him, the stories about how rich white people live.
Eat your eggs.
Damn them eggs! Damn all the eggs that ever was!
Then go to work!
See? I'm trying to talk to you about myself. And all you can say is eat them damn eggs and go to work.
Honey, you never say nothing new. I listen to you every day, every night, and every morning, and you never say nothing new. So you would rather be Mr. Arnold than be his chauffeur. So I would rather be living in Buckingham Palace.
That is just what is wrong with the colored woman in this world. Don't understand about building their men up, making them feel like they're somebody, like they can do something.
There are colored men who do things.
No thanks to the colored woman.
Well, being a colored woman, I guess I can't help myself none.
We are one group of men tied to a race of women with small minds.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.